Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. It has gone 11 PM and I'm talking to Malamba Maluta. Hey, how are you, sir? Welcome.
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you, sir. Thank you for having me. And we bless me the name of the Lord, and may God bless our listeners and all of us.
All right. And of course, tonight we are talking about the permissive will of God. H. You know, much of the times you would hear people saying, ah, oh, no, but it is the permissive will of God, you know. Samson found himself in such. David found himself in such. And my argument is, where is it that it's written that that is the permissive will of God? Because you just see rebellion, 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 disobedience on these men. And they say, no, no, no. The analytic thought points to the aspect of that which is permissible to God. And this gives me a problem because their analogy leaves God out of the equation in terms of response. And that has been a problem. A permissive will of God, it implies that a person would do what God, basically, a person would do what God has not sanctioned for them to do, but God says, okay, since you want to do it anyway. That is what it should mean. The permissive will of God should imply, therefore, as people are saying, there is such, of which I even feel cringy talking about this, where they say you are actually able to do the things that God does not agree with, but God lets you do them anyway. Isn't that rebellion on your part? Isn't that sinfulness on your part? Isn't that disobedience on your part? Aren't you on your own? Why implicate God? I hope Malamba Maluta is going to tell us more about this. What, first and foremost, is the permissive will of God? Is there something as such, Malamba?
Yes, thank you. This is very, very, very much an important topic. And I hope the children of God are listening because there is a serious misunderstanding and a misconception about this issue of the permissive will of God. Mm. Because many, when you listen to certain men of God, you listen to certain preachers, you listen to certain Christians, it's as if God can consent to disobedience, God can consent to sin, and then allow it as if it was his will. What is the will of God? Can sin be a will of God? Can disobedience be a will of God? No. The will of God is what pleases him, what is not against his commandment, what is not against his law. When there is lawlessness, that's not the will of God. That's sin. Because sin is lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. Mm. And when there is, and that's disobedience. That's not the will of God. That's rebellion. That's against God. So we cannot say that something that is pristine can be a permissive will of God because sin is forbidden. Mm. When the Bible talks about the commandment of God that thou shalt not kill, that the commandment of God is forbidding you to kill because to kill is a sin. So, to kill cannot be a permissive will of God because it is forbidden.
Mm.
So, when we talk about the permissive will of God, you know, there is the will of God that is based on God's decision. That meaning that there is the divine purpose or divine plan of God, what God has decided from the foundation of the world to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the will of God based on his decision. That is, it has been decreed and settled that that will happen. But there is another will of God It's still will of God, but it's based on man's decision. As long as it doesn't go against God's commandment.
Now,
long as it is not a rebellion.
Now, are you saying there is something that we call a permissive will of God?
That concept can be accepted in this aspect, whereby man can be allowed to take certain decisions that is not against God's commandment. For instance,
which decisions that can be done by man on his own, which are not against God's commandment? Because man, basically, when one is in Christ, he has a mind of Christ. So he's, according to Galatians 2:20, this person is no longer alive. Christ is alive in them. How can they make their decisions on their own if they are dead to being just men?
I give an example of a decision that a man can make and it does not go against God's will. For instance, if I decide to marry and I decide not to marry, I have not committed sin.
But that is your will. Yes. It's not the will of God.
Yes. It is not. It is my will not to marry. It is also my will not to marry.
Yeah.
But this does not go against God's commandment. So God allows me.
If I decide to go to town, I'm not sinning against God. Should I imply that it is a permissive will of God that I'm going to town?
It is my will.
Now, the issue is, show me scripture that would say, the Lord says, this would be my permissive will if a man does or decide on things that are not against me, I would grant that. Show me scripture that says that.
No.
Is it just theology?
What I want to say is this. I wanted to emphasize on this very much, that there is nowhere in the scripture where it is written there is any permissive will of God.
Then why are we saying it is there if it is not in scripture? Why are we complicating it and saying to people it is there?
It is not there in the scripture at all. There is nowhere in the scripture that is written there is a permissive will of God. But I am trying to show a concept here of where if at all we can it in that way, if at all we can accept there is anything that God can permit.
The steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. And then God says also, our own righteous acts are filthy rags. What is it that I can decide on my own without God that would not be against God?
For instance, let's take the example
Remember that if I decide anything on my own, it means I take God out of the equation, which means God comes out of my life.
No.
If God is in my life, then I will pray the prayer that Jesus Christ was teaching. Let thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, which means the will of God happens in my life as it is in heaven. I cannot do my own will.
See it in this way. I'm trying to show something that can give a bit of understanding that there is an aspect of our decision that we can take and God.
But that is not a permissive will of God. It is your own decision.
No, it's not that it's my own decision. It is what God allows me. I know that this is not against God's will.
Solomon decided to take Delilah. Was it a permissive will of God?
I can say it is his will to take Delilah.
Oh, okay.
Taking Delilah,
I rest my case.
He set Delilah as a wife. It is not against God's will. If he takes Delilah as a prostitute, that's against his will.
Okay, when we come back, we are going to go deeper into this issue. It's really confusing what our guest is saying.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The words of the Lord are words of life. You hear it on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. I'm talking to Malamba Maluta. We're talking about the permissive will of God. I still concur there is nothing as such. If it's not in the Word, then it's not existent. If it is not spoken by God or sanctioned by God or by the Holy Spirit, then it is not of God. Therefore, it is of darkness. And if a person on themselves is left on their own, we know what would happen. If God would say, now I leave you on your own, do what you want on this beautiful earth that I have given you, we know what man would do. Since man is in a fallen state, that is why man had to be born again to get Jesus Christ in them. That it be Jesus Christ who lives in them, so that whatever they do, it should be the will of the Father, just as Christ did. If we are told to have the same mind which was also in Christ, it is impossible to do our own will, which God will permit. What say you there, Malamba Maluta?
Yes. The concept of permissive will of God is truly confusing.
It is distortion.
We should agree that a man, that whatever a man does that is against God's will or against God's commandment is disobedience. It is sin.
Mm.
That's why I wanted to put this foundation from the beginning.
Mm.
But whatever a man does that is in accordance with God's commandment, in accordance with God's law, it is the will of God.
So that basically is not the permission or permissive will of God. It's the perfect will of God, not the permissive.
That is it. Mm-hmm. So we should remove that permissive. Let's put that perfect will of God there. Because it's the perfect will of God.
You're saying we should remove the permissive.
Should remove permissive.
Because there actually is nothing like that, isn't it?
There is nothing like that in the scripture.
Yeah.
We want to agree in the concept that it is man that gives the will of God. But if in that aspect it is man that is giving God's will or obeying God's commandment, it still God's perfect will.
Yes.
Yes.
Because anything that man does which is according to God, in other words, which does not go against God's commandments, that is God's perfect will.
It's God's perfect will.
A permissive will implies that a man would decide to do whatever it is that he wants to do, disregarding the commandments of God, doing it anyway, and thereby, I want to prove a point that the aspect of a permissive will is actually a hidden equation of disobedience and insolence, in that a person basically does that which is not what God sanctions, and God permits it anyway. For example, if people use the argument and say, God warned Solomon about these many women, but Solomon loved women anyway. You know, God warned Samson, but Samson loved Delilah anyway. Was it the permissive will of God? And people are using that argument as the permissive will of God. Now, I want people to actually say, here is scripture verbatim that says, I, the Lord, grant permissive will on these grounds. You know? And there is nowhere where we find a verse like that, because God does not contradict himself, isn't it, sir?
No, there is no such a verse. And I still repeat, like I said earlier on, that disobedience is not the will of God. Sin is not the will of God. Lawlessness is not the will of God. Mm. Rebellion is not the will of God. So God cannot permit it. When the commandment of God says this, you shall not kill. So you are forbidden to kill. When you kill, it becomes a sin. So that can't be a God's permissive will. So, but whatever man does, he does not go against the commandment of God, the will of God. I would rather remove that permissive and remain with the will of God, or perfect will of God, because that's what God wants us to do. So it is his will.
Yeah.
Instead of saying permissive, because permissive there is a misconception. It has a connotation that is a bit negative. Yes. It has a connotation. And that's what brings the confusion some people saying that God tolerated it. There is what you call God forbearance. The Bible says God is his forbearance. Forbearance does not mean God's consent. Forbearance simply means that God, in his love, did not bring punishment immediately. But punishment is still count. But he didn't bring it immediately, because he still gives man time to repent from his sin. That's it. God forbearance doesn't mean God's consent. Because what is against God's commandment is sin, and God does not consent. That God cannot give consent to sin. Because sin is forbidden. It's against God's commandment. When David took another man's wife, he took the wife of his soldier. God did not keep quiet. He sent the prophet to tell him that you despise me. You disobeyed my commandment. So David consent, because sin, adultery, is forbidden to in the law of Moses. It's totally forbidden. So it is against God's will. So God cannot allow such.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, much of the times there is a massive misconception with regards to the very aspect of this permissive, and I should say without a doubt that we have become people who have bowed to this for quite some time, and it is about time that such things be exposed for what they really are. They are not the word of God. They can never be the word of God. They should never have been considered as the word of God, because even in scripture, these things are not there. And why do we classify them as the will of God? They are not there, you know. So may God help us to really understand this, and understand what this is all about. When we come back, we are talking about the effects of relying on this false permissive will, as they say, of God.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in the mighty way. I'm talking to Malamba Maluta. We are looking into the very aspect, and we are discussing over it, you know, the very aspect of what is referred to as the permissive will of God. Really confusing. And actually a distortion of truth to a greater extent. And we are looking into it, that if one speaks of the permissive will of God, that's why we said then we should somewhat somehow define it. And Malamba stuck to his definition, which I understand. But also, we also have a definition of it, is that a person gets license to do what they want to do, and God says, anyway, okay, since you insist, it's okay. How can that be the will of God at our own insistence? Because we are supposed to be having the mind that Christ has, which is obedient to God even unto death, doing what the Lord is doing, the Father. It can't be anything otherwise. Neither can it be something contrary to that which is the will of God. And so of air we are talking and saying, one cannot qualify the aspect of the permissive will of God as doing things that are in line with God. The permissive will of God has nothing to do with things that are in line with God. It has to do with things that are in line with what man wants. Not what God wants. And God permits that. That is what it's all about. That's how disguised it is. And there are effects with regards to this. One, it is that one falls into the trap of disobedience. Two, it is rebelliousness. Three, it brings the notions of the flesh. Four, it actually disrespects God. Malamba was speaking with regards to that earlier on. Five, it also makes one to seem as if they are a law unto themselves. Six, it actually brings one to be equated to the Prince of Tyre, who did his own will, and check where he is. Many effects, Malamba?
Yes, as we have defined it clearly, that's very true, because that's what we see people trying to define the permissive will of God as such, that man can decide to do certain things of himself, and whether it is, you know, it is in line, whether or not it is in line with God's will. But I believe here, as children of God, we should have the precise understanding of what the will of God is. And I believe from this discussion so far, we can see clearly that the will of God cannot be permissive. We are called to do it. We are called to do the will of God. It's not something that you are either you can do it if you like, or you can do your own will and still claim that God knows. As children of God, we are born to do what pleases God. So whatever we do at all times must be in line with God's commandment. And whatever we do at all times must be in line with God's law. Mm. And that's the perfect will of God.
Mm-hmm.
So we should remove totally the aspect, the concept of permissive, because it's creating a lot of confusion here.
Mm.
Now, when men can give themselves excuse that I want to do this, and God says, yes, you can do it, but what you want to do is not in line with God's will, is not in line with God's commandment, it's rebellion.
Mm.
That's disobedience. That's sin. So how can we please the will of God? We can't call that the will of God.
Mm.
It's disrespect to God. It is rebellion to God. And not his will at all.
Mm. Now, we basically now are coming with this, that therefore, because of this, there is nothing that should be known as a permissive will of God. Because the will of God is perfect in itself. It does not need any adjectivity to be made to comply with what men wants. The will of God complies with what God wants. Therefore, the will of God retains its perfection throughout without any messing around that man has done to distort it over the years, isn't it?
Yes, totally, totally. The will of God is totally what pleases God. It's based on what God wants. So men must do what God wants and not their own will. We should define permissive as our own will, because man also has a will.
Mm.
Man was not created to be an animal, a kind of robot. No. Man has also a will because he can make decisions. So, if I decide to do things on my own, let me call it my will. But if I decide to do things to please God, because God wants me to do that, that's the will of God. That's what pleases God.
Mm.
So we should differentiate the will of man and the will of God. And the will of God is perfect. And the will of man can decide by the virtue of his free will as taking decision, he can decide to do certain things. And if it goes against God's will, that's disobedience. And that we can't call that God's will.
Absolutely, absolutely there. And then, of course, when we come back, we do the final thought on this issue of the permissive will.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
There is radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
657 medium wave. We've come to the final point of the matter. I'm talking to Malamba Maluta, and we are trying to explain this, man. Hey, you know, to a greater extent, there has been a bit of a confusion about that which is regarded as the permissive will of God. And my argument is, do not associate God with what God has not said, and try to explain it, whatever logic it may bring, associating it with God when God has not sanctioned it, it's blasphemous. And even if we may try to miscegenate that which is the will of God, perfect, and that which is a permissive will, in inverted commas, of God, we are actually distorting the truth. You know, we are adding to the word of God with regards to our own implications. In other words, we are taking the word of God out of context to bring in our own contexts, or our own contexts that should mean what we want it to mean. And that is where the problem is. So, as we come to the final analysis of the matter, we are going to wrap it up. where we said, first and foremost, we had to define what is the permissive will of God. And I still say, there is nothing as such. It is something that has been invented by people to implicate God so that men can forsake their own freedom in Christ and take a license to do as they please and say, as long as if it doesn't go against God. Blindly using that reason has led many people to actually not know what is it that God doesn't want and what is it that God wants. And many of the grace preachers have perpetuated into this saying, no, the Lord understands. But hey, this aspect of the permissive will of God can really lead many of us into trouble. Malamba, what say you?
Yeah, it can really lead the many of us in trouble. In fact, it has led many in trouble.
Yeah.
And many in trouble. And that's why the church, the state of the church is as it is today, because the church have been preaching a certain gospel that totally removes obedience but leaves only faith.
Mm.
They say that, yeah, our faith in class does not include any work. And when they talk about work, that means they are referring to obedience. Because you cannot talk about work without obedience.
Mm.
You see? So, it has been so, and people believe that because God's forbearance is there, God's long-suffering is there, God's goodness is there, and they believe that God is giving consent to what they are doing.
Mm.
Whereas forbearance does not mean consent. God's goodness can be given to anybody, even when God is angry, he can still show his goodness.
Mm.
God's patience or long suffering is just what allows men to have enough time to repent before judgment comes.
Mm.
But that does not mean that there will be punishment.
Mm. Mm.
When the time of God's patience expires, there will be punishment.
Mm.
That's why we see certain men of God, suddenly a great man of God that died like that, but not me. We have seen a great man of God that we have admired, suddenly don't take them away.
Mm.
And this is the cause of all this. When God doesn't punish, it doesn't mean it's consenting to what we are doing. No. We must understand what the will of God is and do it. When we don't do the will of God, it is disobedience. And disobedience, it is our will, not God's will.
Mm.
It is not permitted, because in disobedience cannot be permitted, they are forbidden.
Yeah.
So, the permitted will of God, that concept, it has a connotation, and I believe to allow, to remove totally the confusion from the head of the children of God, the children of God should know that there is not like permissive will, but there is the perfect will of God. When we do whatever that is in line with his commandment, with his law. That when we go against his law, it's lawlessness, and lawlessness is not God's will.
Absolutely. Lawlessness can never be God's will, neither will it be able to take the form of a perfect will. And to say, just to reiterate, therefore we have been deceiving ourselves about the notion of a permissive will, haven't we, sir?
Yes, we have been deceiving ourselves, and that confusion has reigned in our head for too long. And I believe from this discussion, we can see clearly that there is no such concept in the Bible.
Mm.
And accepting that concept has caused a lot of damage in the church, because many go against God's will, many go against God's commandment and justify themselves that God actually permitted it. But we know for sure that God does not permit disobedience.
Mm.
No one No servant of God, no matter the level of the grace you are, you have, God will never permit disobedience. Ask Moses, and he will tell you. Ask David, and he will tell you.
Absolutely. Absolutely there. And of course, also, one of the things we need to know and understand above anything else, you know, one should know that it is actually important that we know that the whole duty of man is to obey God. And this is fundamental into understanding that His will cannot be altered for our sake, isn't it, sir?
Can never. When Moses disobeyed God's command, it cost him greatly. God said, "You cannot enter," but he was called to enter. His destiny was altered because of disobedience. Destiny, our destiny can be altered because of our disobedience. Because there is no compromise when it comes to obedience to the commandment of God. When we don't follow it, we go out of those ways. And there is no negotiation for it. God does no partiality.
Sure. Absolutely. Malamba, I want to thank you. I want to appreciate the moment. And I want to appreciate the time, and thank you for also sharing with us tonight. It has been great. It has been wonderful. And may God bless you abundantly, sir.
Yes, thank you very much, sir. May God bless you and bless our listener. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And how do people get hold of you?
Yes, they can get hold of me on my number, which is 082-38-23657, 082-38-23657. They can also get me on my Facebook page, which is Kingdom Understanding. They can like our Facebook, and they can also get hold of me on my personal Facebook, which is Malamba Maluta.
Thank you very much. We talk again in the coming time, sir. Much blessings to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, then. That is Malamba Maluta there. We were talking the very aspect of the deceiving notions of what is known as the permissive will of God. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your time. Thank you for spending time with us. I really appreciate you. Thank you. And to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, we give Him glory, majesty, and honor. There is none like Him in our lives. By His Holy Spirit, He continues to guide us into all truth, and we thank Him even tonight. Have yourself a great night even further. And remember, you can talk to me also on my Facebook, and just talk to me there, and let me hear what you say. Good night.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.